In any instance where you've been injured or mistreated, it's important to seek proper legal advice. Speak to the accredited personal injury specialists at Paramount Compensation Lawyers for information on how to best represent your case and receive maximum compensation. Beyond compensation law, Paramount Compensation Lawyers offer a no-win, no-fee service, and they cover a variety of legal spaces. All personal injury compensation, and that includes motor vehicle injury compensation, building, construction and building defects compensation, wrongful arrest, sexual assault and historical abuse claims, medical and dental negligence claims, conveyance, commercial litigation and mortgage mis-selling claims. For more information, visit our website, paramountlawyers.com.au or phone 1300 Paramount, 1300 727 266. That's 1300 727 266. Or visit www.paramountlawyers.com.au. Visit the website. Use our free personal injury calculator to find out how much you can claim.
Billy, welcome once again to the RPA Club Show.
Welcome, gentlemen.
Billy, they tell me in the storybooks that they've got you a new phone.
Yes.
And you know,
Can you hear me loud? I actually can.
I should mention that the one thing I forgot to say to Ash, and you can confirm this, Billy, she's just got engaged. So we should have said congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations to both.
Isn't that great?
Very good.
And now tell me, you've seen Ash play. Is she in a position to step up to the new division challenges and make a real fist of it?
Yes, yeah, definitely. It comes from within, and she's got the talent and she's got the motivation. I'll see it happening in the coming season.
That's enormous. And yet, living proof, once again, Josh, if you ever needed it, just how much Billy McColl actually knows about the club.
Mm.
Not only does he know about his, not only is he across all his responsibilities, but he's across about everybody else as well. No, it's fantastic. You must be excited. It's postseason, I know. You've had a terrific season, but you're already planning for what's coming up next, eh? We can't hold a good man down.
You can't keep a good club down either. So this Sunday, the 20th, of October at Lambert Park, we've got the under-13s open trial from 4 to 5 p.m.
Yep.
Then we have the under-14s from 5 to 6, and the under-15s from 6 to 7. The under-16s, the squad's full, so there'll be no trials for the 16s. And we'd like the players to arrive 30 minutes before that age bracket. They should be prepared. They should do their own warm-up. They should come to play to their strength. They should be confident, and they should enjoy themselves at the trials.
Yeah, if you have that positive mindset, there is just so much more that you can bring to your performance. I've said it to our young broadcasters, especially here at FNR. If anxiety is the thing that gets in the way, then your performance on air will be diminished appreciably. If you enjoy it and take on the challenge, then there's so much more fun you can have. And not only does it sound very different on air when they are all entertaining themselves and getting their message across and being engaging, the same will apply to footballers, whether they're male or female. If they embrace the opportunity and they're not timid and they're not scared, then you'll see them deliver the very best that their body and their skill set can muster.
It's a very emotional, stressful time for the players, the parents, the coaches and officials. We've got 70 kids registered to come down for 16 spots.
Wow.
But when players don't get selected, it doesn't mean say you're a bad player. You know, the coach may have seen something different. And if you are selected, well, the hard work starts when you start training every week in the most competitive league in New South Wales, the club Appia. If you're not selected, then you have to go and try with another club. But you shouldn't be too dejected, because life's about getting knocked down and getting back up again as often as you can.
Touché. Billy, we should also add, what's the best advice you would have for their parents?
the parents should come and be take off the tinted sunglasses and have a look and see that we don't play favourites. We're picking players based on our ability. And whether it be little Johnny or little Mario, we pick the best players. And we all make mistakes. Just because you get selected doesn't mean to say you're good. And just because you don't get selected doesn't mean to say you're bad. It's just a case of in the day, we've picked what we believe is the best 16 for that age bracket. And then we go with it.
The thing that fascinates me all the time is just how much pressure parents can put on their children. Mm. I can remember when I was president of a football club in Victoria, one of the greatest challenges I had each and every week was to survive training and to survive and keep the parents away from the coach. And I felt that was my responsibility as president. Can you imagine? I kept running interference, Billy, because some parents just, you know, they get overexcited. And as you said, they wear those very specially heavily tinted glasses and they actually are more obstructive than a child being injured. They just get in the way and can cause enormous upheaval. The young boy, the young girl really wants to put their best foot forward. And if you give them every opportunity, I'm sure they will.
You want your parents to come down and be supportive of their child, of the team, and let the coach do their business and support them. And it's a year-by-year step towards getting your son to play first grade at Appier or getting him to the A-League. And there's going to be many ups and downs of injuries, of the growing pains, etc., etc. And it's be supportive without putting added pressure on your son or daughter when they're playing sport.
So, again, remind us when you want the players this weekend at Lambert Park.
Yeah, this weekend for the league at Lambert Park, Sunday the 20th, under-13s, between 4 and 5, under-14s, between 5 and 6, under-15s, between 6 and 7. Please arrive 30 minutes earlier. And on the following Saturday, the 26th, we've got the EDP and ESP programmes where we want the under-10s to arrive between 12 and 1, the under-11s between 1 and 2, and the under-12s between 2 and 3. And it's the same thing. Please arrive 30 minutes earlier. We'll be there. I'll be there. The coaches will be there, and we'll be able to make the experience as pleasant as possible.
Do you hand out tops and socks and things like that?
They come with their gear. We give out bibs so we can separate the teams and we make notes. So we're watching the players in the position that they're trialling for.
Fantastic stuff.
And we have three or four people, sometimes more, looking at different angles and coming up and giving the coach feedback to say, well, did you notice this player or did you notice that? And what we're looking for, and we try our utmost best to pick the best player.
Billy, we wish you a fantastic weekend and much success, and may you see some outstanding young talent turn up to represent Appier for season 2020.
Thank you.